The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Come hop in and let's take a drive back to the past. We'll be back to reality within a flash. I'm your host, Juice Dees, and you're listening to Sneaking Through the Suburbs.
The Vulture.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Sneaky to the Suburbs. I'm your host, Juice Dees, and today is the last episode. And today's episode is called Being Selfish. So let's get into what being selfish means to me. So being selfish basically means to me is putting yourself first before others. I've learned the hard way to not put others before myself. And it truly helped me create boundaries. But being self-centered or being selfish in general has a negative connotation surrounding it. But in reality, being selfish can be positively beneficial to you. So let's just dive right in into this incident that occurred to me a couple weeks ago. I'm still kind of salty, kind of bitter about what happened, but you understand why I'm bitter. So I basically hung out with this person, and it was my first time hanging out with someone other than my friends. This was the first time this person and I ever hung out, so you know, I'm pretty nervous. I'm pretty much just nervous. I was so scared. So I kid you not, this was the first person I've ever hung out with after my last relationship. After my last relationship, I decided to, you know, put myself first and be able to fix within myself before I try and fix someone else. Because broken pieces don't fit broken pieces. This is basically a brand new world for me again. It's been, I believe, a year and some change since I hung out with someone romantically since my last relationship. So fast forward later on this week. This is basically a week after we hung out. This person started to become more inconsistent. And you know, I'm an overthinker, so I'm going to read much more deeper than it truly is. But you know, when I overthink, I jump to conclusions so fast because I don't want myself to get hurt. You know, I don't want to be hurt. I'd rather be hurting you than you hurting me. If that makes sense. I'd rather have you have the broken heart than I have the broken heart. So this person hits me up and basically said, I don't know what to do because I've heard a couple rumors about you in high school. That was a huge red flag. I'm going to explain because high school me and college me are two completely different people. High school me, I was very bold. I was very outspoken. I guess you could say I'm still outspoken now, but I was very bold in high school. I was very much in your face type of thing. I don't know how to explain it. But now I'm more chill, more laid back. I'm just going with the flow. Basically, what college teaches you is to go with the flow. This also gave me a red flag because now you're rethinking your decision. Even after you hung out with me, you should have asked your friends before you hung out with me. You know, you should have asked your friends if you've seen me or if you heard anything about me before actually hanging out with me, because it will save my time and it'll also save your time. You know, it's like a huge slap to my face. It's like a huge slap to the face because I was slowly bringing down my boundaries. And look what happened. Look what happened. You're hurt. You're bitter. I immediately cut ties with this person because why are you disregarding the personal growth embedded within me? Because if you heard about me in high school, then you should have heard about the other things I've done in high school too then. You should have heard how I would speak to others that didn't like me. You should have heard how I responded to people trying to bring me down. You should have heard that because if you want to get nitty gritty into my high school experience, you might as well get nitty gritty. If you wanted to go into my high school experience, you might as well get nitty gritty with it. Go right ahead, because high school me does not define who I am today. It took me so long to grow from having the same mindset I had in high school, because in my hometown, it's you're on your own. It's pretty much you're on your own. You're the only one defending yourself at the end of the day. You're only looking out for yourself. You're not looking for anyone else out there. Many people would say would describe my hometown as, well, many people would actually call the Bay Area a war on the streets, or the whole entire California a war on the streets, but I feel like every big state has some type of war on the street, but that's besides the point. You can call me selfish or whatnot, but I ended up ghosting Buddy. I ended up ghosting this person because why are you disregarding me? Ghosting someone is just not ever replying to this person or blocking this person. I don't know, but I'm very petty. I will just not reply to you, and I'll just do whatever I want to do. I will post on social media if I want to post on social media, even if I'm ghosting you. I have no regards to anyone else's feelings besides mine. People call ghosting selfish, but I call it self-awareness. I call it self-awareness because if you ghost someone, it has to be for a selfish reason. And why not turn that selfish reason into self-awareness? Right? If I'm ghosting you, it's because either I don't like your vibe or you said something I just don't like. Everyone else is entitled to their own opinion, but I want to get into a relationship with someone that has, I wouldn't say the same beliefs as me, but has similar beliefs as me. Being selfish allows me to become more self-aware about my peace and the people I surround myself with. I don't know if I told you guys, but majority of my high school friendships I've once had, they were cut off because I want people in my life that are positively impacting my mindset, positively impacting my aura, positively impacting the vibe, the ambiance, everything. I don't want no negative Nancy surrounding me, because then I'll be a negative Nancy, and I don't think anyone wants me to be a negative Nancy, because I can become 0 to 100 really quick, because now you're messing up my peace. You're messing up my vibe. You're messing up my ambiance. Being selfish allows me to become more in tune with myself, I'll be more involved in myself personally, if that makes sense. When you're more personally involved with yourself, I'm trying to basically say that I'm personally involved with myself, that I put myself first before others. I treat myself with kindness and love. I treat myself how I would treat someone else. It allows me to become selfish with the people I surround myself with, because I know what I'm worth. I know what I bring to the table. If our friendship is not looking like that, then there's no friendship, because if I'm putting so much time to hang out with us and you're not reciprocating that same energy, then what's the whole point of being friends? I know you don't have to see your friends every single day, but it's more of, can you keep a conversation going? Can it be a month or two without talking and we can pick it up right back up as if we were talking the other day? And that's why if you ever see me on campus, I'm always by myself with headphones in, because I have boundaries. I have self-boundaries that I have. I have boundaries I have because I'm protective of my peace. I don't allow anyone to ruin my peace. Did you just hear that I cut Buddy off because he heard rumors about me? Well, if you like that story, without being selfish, I wouldn't have been able to create these personal boundaries I have, regardless if it's a platonic relationship or a romantic one. I know you guys are gonna like this article. I stumbled this article on TikTok, which led me to find this other article I'm going to share with you. This article is called 5 Reasons Why Being Selfish is Good for You. This article is by medium.com. I like this article because it has similar 5 reasons on why I'm selfish till this day. So one of the reasons is being selfish creates better relationships. The other one is selfishness improves your mental health. Selfishness improves your mental health tremendously because, and I'm just going to read it off of the article, what they're saying. You are better able to feel, identify, and process your emotions and feelings as they come. When you aren't always focusing on someone or something else, it gives you space to check in with you. When you aren't always focusing on someone or something else, it gives you space to check in with you. Let's think about that. Let's dissect that. Because when you aren't always focusing on someone else, it allows you to breathe and allows you to give you time to see how you are doing mentally. Another reason is it gives you time to do things you love. The things I love to do when I'm just doing things that I do. I love to shop online. I don't know if you guys know this, but I love shopping online. I will add things to my cart and never buy it. It will literally sit in my cart for months and I just won't never buy it because it's so unrealistic. I look at things, add them to my cart, and I see the total. I'm like, just never mind. I'll buy it one day, but not today. Today is not the day. I just love that. That makes me so happy because it just shows me that I'm working towards a goal in life that I can just press checkout no matter how much the price is. It just gives me time to do things I love. I love hanging out with my little cousins. I love sleeping. I love sleeping. If I'm not up shopping online or doing homework, I'm sleeping. And it's so funny because in this article, it says, I deserve to be happy and you deserve to be happy too. That reminds me of this affirmation I used to do when I was going through it. I used to tell myself that I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be known. I deserve to be okay. If you don't know what you love to do, it gives you time to figure out what you love to do. You might like running, but you might love walking more. So you might go on a walk more than you go on a run. You know, it gives you time to figure out what you love to do. That was the worst example I could ever give you. But that is all for today's episode. I'm so sad today's the last episode. But to leave you guys with this, you deserve to be happy, you deserve to be known, and you deserve to be able to protect your peace. And here's a little insight of Sneaky to the Suburbs. All of these episodes were recorded in my car at midnight on Fridays. I don't know. I just love recording at night. It's something that I love to do. And I'm so sad that I'm going to stop doing this. But it gives me time to sleep, which I love to do. But this is farewell. And for the last time, this is your host, Juicedees, signing off. Peace. Bye.